Good morning and welcome everybody to this morning's Kol HaBoker. Today is the 12th day of Adar Bet and March 22nd, 24. It'll be Parsha Zohar tomorrow and Purim on Sunday. So the title of this shiur is A Twice Told Tale, or Thrice. A Twice Told Tale, by the way, was a book that was written by Nathaniel Hawthorne in the 1820s or 1830s, in which he wrote some stories.
Dedicating to learning.
We were dedicating to learning. Yeah, we should be dedicating to learning to chus for our chayalim, who hopefully will be successful and safe in liberating all the hostages who, in Yirtzeh Hashem, will be released or are hopefully already released as soon as possible, so they don't have to suffer anymore under an evil regime. All right, so as I mentioned, The Twice Told Tale is a story by Nathaniel Hawthorne. It has nothing to do with this, except for the fact that we read the Megillah twice, or maybe three times, as you'll see at the end. Okay, so first, let's start with the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Number one, so that's a reference of the Dinei Chiyuv Kriyas HaMegillah. Chayav Adam Lakros HaMegillah B'Laila. We read it at night. V'lachzar V'lashnosa B'Yom. And then we read it again in the daytime. V'shalayla, this is mana kala layla, and for the nighttime reading, the nighttime, the entire night is acceptable. V'shal yom, zmana kala yom, from when? From neitzachama ad sof hayom. So I guess during the night, you can read it up until neitzachama, and during the daytime, you can start at neitzachama ad sof hayom, which I presume at this point will mean tseis, or possibly shkia, but tseis. It's not clear. I don't know, actually. V'imkara mishaala amar hashachar yatsa. But if, on the other hand, you read it even earlier than that, at dawn, then you're yotze with that. That's just to give us a basic start as to what we actually do. The Amalek story, however, is a major feature in the Megillah, but it's really understated. In other words, it's certainly not in this halacha. He doesn't say anything about Zechiras Amalek or anything else in this particular halacha regarding Kriyas HaMegillah. So let's go through some of the building blocks of what I'm going to try to give you a picture, because what I'm going to do is give you again some of the primary and secondary sources. At some point, you can decide whether how much of this is going to fit together. So the first source is Megillas Esther, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf Ches, V'hayamim ha'elen nizkarim v'nasim b'chol dar v'dar, mishpacha mishpacha, medina medina, ir v'ir. V'yimei ha'purim ha'elen lo yavru mitoch ha'yehudim, v'zichram lo yosef mizaram. We just heard about that. So two things. First of all, in this pasuk, the third and fourth words, nizkarim v'naasim, and the fourth word from the end, v'zichrom lo yosef mizaram. So Rashi on that, in reference Gimel, says that nizkarim is b'kriyas ha-megillah. So what he's saying here is that a megillah is a kiyum of zechira. V'naasim, mishtei v'simcha v'yom tov, lo seis manos v'matanos. See, the mitzvos hayom, other than Kriyas HaMegillah, he's covered all the mitzvos hayom, but he says that now that v'nasim, second to the Kriyas HaMegillah, second to nizkarim, comes the nasim, the asiyah, the mishtev, the simcha, the yom tov. And this will have halachic implications, as we'll see later on. The pasuk in Shemos, in Bishalach, says, v'yomer Hashem el Moshe, k'sov zov zikaron ba'sefer. This is the way it ends. This is the maftir. V'simbios ne Yehoshua ki macho emche es zecher amalek mitachas hashamayim. That this should be a zikaron, A, basefer, B, v'simbios ne Yehoshua, and tell it over, C, ki macho emche es zecher amalek. And the outcome will be that I will destroy, or have destroyed, the memory of Amalek. Again, the use of the word zikaron or zecher in this this pasuk is twice, so that's significant. Then we have the classic, what we're going to read tomorrow, Zachar as Asher Asolcha Amalek, B'derech would say Schemi Mitzrayim, next pasuk, then Yud Tes, V'yob Aniach Hashem Elokecha Lecha, B'kol Aivecha Misaviv Laris Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosein Lecha, Nachalo L'Rishta, Timche as Zachar Amalek, here's the mitzvah, or the reading that we use for Parsha Zachar, that we should have a zikaron from Amalek, and that we should be the Timcha Zecher Amalek Mitachas Shemaim, and then Lo Tashkach. Don't forget. Forgetting would be a Lo Sase here. So these are the basic psukim where we have some idea about Zechira, and what we established already is that the Zechira is Mikriyas Megillah.
I never paid attention. In fact, the first pasuk it says Hashem is Macha Emchet.
Yes.
And the next.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the mitzvah on us.
Right. I'm not going to go through that, but that is a discussion that who's going to do it and how is it going to happen. Right.
Yeah. What is Macha?
Macho is tzivui, I think. Tzivui usually means now, or now or the future.
No, but Hashem is saying it to himself, though.
Yeah, he's saying, right. Well, he's actually saying it to Moshe. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, k'sov zav zikron b'sev v'sim b'znei Yeshua, ki macho emche. But I think in this context, macho emche means, really, I will surely get rid of, or I shouldn't say I will show. They will surely be erased from the world.
Double
usha. It's a double usha. Yes. Like, I don't know, we have a psukim in Bereshis. I can't think of what it would be, right?
Yeah.
Where, almost like for example, it's another example, like Lech Lecha. You should certainly go. When you want to think of it, you can't think of it, right? Okay, but that's what I think it means. And I'm thinking, but there is a discussion of that which I didn't go into at this point because it's not going to be that relevant. So now the Gemara says in reference Vav, Kra'a al peh lo yotza. The Mishnah says if you read it just by memory, you're reading it by heart. Interesting that we say by heart, and the Mishnah says al peh. Yotza, he's still Yotze. So Gemara says, Minolon. Amar Rava, Asya Zechira, Zechira. So Rava says there's a, as it were, a Gzera Shava of Zechira to Zechira. Ksiv Hacha, Vayamim Ha'ela Nizkarim. So we have the Pasuk of, from Esther. The Ksiv Hasam, Ksov Zozi Karomba Sefer, which is about Amalek. Ma'alahalam, first of all, so we have a couple of things. So first of all, we learn Zechira to Zechira. We learn that the Zikaron Basefer is equivalent to Hayamim Eila Nizkarim. So the story of Amalek, where he's saying, K'sov Zov Zikaron Basefer, is the equivalent, has the same rules, as it were, as in Esther, right? So that's important, number one. Ma'alahalon Basefer, Afkan Basefer. So the next thing is just like in Esther, it has to be in a sefer. I'm sorry, in the Sefer Torah, it has to be in a sefer. Afkan b'sefer. That's the second thing. Umimai d'hai zechira kriyahi. And how do we know that how we remember is by reading? That's what's the asiya part? Interesting enough, here he's using that as an action. Asiya. Rashi was saying this karim b'kriyas ha-megillah. Dilma iyun ba'alma. Maybe it's just skimming it. Perhaps it's in his heart. He's saying you're forgetting it from the heart. So when we're talking about zachar, we're talking about actually saying the words. So we learn a couple of things. We learn about shecha, we learn about the bepeh, we learn about kriya, and all of these things are related to asiya. But you can see that there's sort of a blur between kriya and zechira and asiya and mishta v'simcha, although he doesn't mention anything about mishta v'simcha in this gemara. Another gemara two dapim on is a mishnah. And it says in the Mishnah, Ein Korin HaSamagillah, this is in reference to Zion, Ein Korin HaSamagillah, V'lo Molin, V'lo Tovel, V'lo Mazin, V'chein Shomeres Yom K'neged Yom, all these things are, you don't do, Lo Titbol Ad Shetanei Tzachama, that they have to be done from the time that the sun goes down, arises. Chulam She'asum Mishe'ala Amor HaShachar Kosher, but if it's done before, from the time of Amor HaShachar, it's kosher. That's the point of this, though, is to say, Ein Karinus HaMegillah, when the Mishnah says how you read the Megillah, it's not saying anything about night. It's only saying about the daytime. So according to this, you would think that this is only once a day. Now, notice that this is a Mishnah. So this is written Bizman HaMishnah, right? This is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Turn the page to page 2. And then we have a reference from Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. We have two references. They're pretty much back to back. And the first one is, V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Chayav Adam Lekrosis HaMegillah B'layla V'lishnosa Bayom. A person has to read the Megillah at night and then to read it again by day. We know that from that first halacha that we had in the Shulchan Aruch, right? So this is a source for that. But Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi brings down the source of what he's saying, Shenemar Elokai Ekra Yomam V'lo Saneh, call at night and you don't answer, V'layla V'lo Dumioli, and at night there is no silence for me. That's his shita. Dumia means not saying anything. It brings out the idea of the peh. Vayidomahar. It's the same root, right? Yeah. For example, in the army and in Sahal today, if you want to say attention, it's amod dom. And if you want to say at ease, it's amod noach. Okay.
That's different lashon, likro and lishanoso.
Yes. That's true. It's true, meaning to repeat it. You've already read it at night. You're repeating it in the daytime. Aye, but when you hear that, you say, oh, so that sounds like it's secondary. Like maybe Yom is secondary tonight. Of course, it's not the case. But you think, Gila Shanoso. But it's not meant that way. Okay.
Shemesh begivon dom, Yeshua.
There we go. It's another one. Stop. Yeah,
attention
right.
Still.
Right.
You got to punctuate the lishnoso.
Like a Mishnah. Yeah, but to learn it again, like Mishnah. Mishnah would be, we use the term sort of.
I think Lishanosa is really
to repeat. Lishanosa as compared to?
Lishanosa, here it means to repeat it.
I know that's really a problem with the Nikud. Lishanosa, okay. Well, anyhow, the word comes from Sheinit. So in this case. Yeah, so that's what I said. So there would be repetition rather than learning it, not learn. But I also think that when you say it, the word lishanos, I'm not sure. I don't know in modern Hebrew, but I don't know if even in Mishnaic or Gemara Hebrew, whether that's a word that's in Hebrew or it's a word in Aramaic.
Like
I don't know. Mishana, but that's to change. Lishinui is change. Now, is there a common root in the idea of shin nun hey being to do something or to do repeat? Yeah, probably yes in Hebrew. But on the other hand, shinui, this is a mishaneh, mashu mishaneh, be something that's different or at least in modern Hebrew.
Shinumakam
shinumazol.
Right, because it's another. It's the same.
But it's the same basic idea, but it's a different word. Okay, so that's the first mandiomar, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. The second mandiomar is Amar Rabbi Chelbo Amar Ula Bira. So when is this happening? So number one is Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi is the first half of the 3rd century. So he's concurrent perhaps with Rebbe or maybe Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the second, before Rebbe, Rebbe's father, but he's earlier. It Marnami Amar Echelbo Amar Ula Bira is now he's an Amora in the 3rd century, both of them in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, Chayav Adam Lekrosis Megillah Belaila Vleshnosa Bayom, same halacha, Shenemar Leman Yizamercha Kavov Lo Yidom, Hashem Elokai Lilam Odeka. So he's already also using the word Lo Yidom. Now, it's a little more difficult to see at this point. At this, just looking at this cold like this, exactly how are they interpreting these psukim to mean lishnosa bayom? Okay, let's take a look at the Rajba. So the Rajba, and interesting, it answers, who asked the question? Phil, if you ask, who came, was it the Rambam before or after the Rajba? Yeah. So at least here, he's quoting the Rajba, quotes Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam is already in the 1200s. So the Rajba is earlier than that. It may be concurrent with the end of the Rambam's career, I guess, based on this. He doesn't quote the Rambam, but he does quote the Rabbeinu Tam. So what does he say? He says, Perish Rabbeinu Tam zal sh'ikar kriyasa bayom. Why? Dehachi mashma lishna dekra. Because that's what it sounds like from the krah, from the scripture. V'ikar pesume nisa b'yamamahu. So this is important because what it's saying is that the pesume nisa component of it has to be in the daytime. So in a way, I wouldn't say he's introducing a new concept, but he's reminding us that as part of the reading, there's an issue of pesume nisa. Not to forget that. V'hilcha chafal pisha b'erech ale azman b'kriyas laila. The halachic implication is, although you said shechianu, and at the nighttime reading, Chozem Vorech Zman al Kriyas Hayom. You say a Shechianu again for the daytime. But it sounds like when you're saying two different brachos, it sounds like it's two different kiyumim. Not two different chiyuvim necessarily, but two different kiyumim. But we're going to see that in just a moment. V'teidel chadikar kriyas by kriya bayom yitanan lekaman. Kol hayom kosher l'kriyas megillah d'chziv, v'yamim ha'elo niskarim v'nasim. That's part of the halacha. We said that. V'katani nami ein koronis megillah v'lo mavlin, that Mishnah that we mentioned before. Mefarash l'gemara minolon. How do we know? D'chziv, v'yamim ha'elo niskarim v'yamim in, b'leilos no. So that tells us that how do we remember it? Hayamim, it's by the daytime and not the nighttime. Maybe it's a question on Rabbi Shua ben Levi who said that we'll read it again. Maybe we shouldn't be reading it again because the daytime is the Ikar time and that's the one that's supported by the Pasuk. Yes, you can read it by night, but the Ikar mitzvah is in the daytime. So in answer to the question that I brought up before, in other words, which is the Ikar? The Ikar is the daytime. And then he says, for the people who are in the villages, who don't necessarily have a minyan or don't have somebody who can read the Megillah, remember, we brought them in early on Yom HaKnisa, on Monday or Thursday, in order to, A, supply the people who are coming to the people who are in the villages or the towns, the regular municipalities, should have things to eat. They bring down their fruit, their produce, and they have a farmer's market. And so we want them to come in early, but we don't want them to miss. So they're allowed to read, let's say, even on the 11th. That's the way the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Megillah starts. Mashma shelo hayu koronosa ela bayom. Sounds like that they only read it by daytime. Why? Shebayom haknisa mamash hayu nichnasim v'lo miba'erev. That they would actually come in during the daytime and not come in at night. So that they only read it once. Ela shebezu yeshli lomar shebekomam. He says, but what they would do is they would read it at night in their place, wherever they were, where they live. So he's saying over here that actually the reason they would bring him in early so that they could have Pursume Nisa, that's true, but they wanted to bring them in for early as a practical matter also, not only for their sake, but for the sake of the people who lived in the towns and villages. Makes sense. Shem lo kein kriyas laila afal pisha ato seva osa tefela mikol makom tzrichahi midrev Yeshua ben Levi. So in other words, you need to do it anyhow. So we know that the laila is important according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and parenthetically he means also Rabbi Chelbo amar ula bira. And then he says, Elashani Tama Beinya Beikar Ha'inyan, the Huxiv Niskarim Venasim, the Hekish Zachira La Sia. Remember Niskarim Venasim? We said Nasim was Mishtev Simcha, and Niskarim was Kriyasa Megillah. The Asiya Eina Elabayom. But the actual asiya, remember we said mishta, simcha, that's done in the daytime. And if he did the seuda at nighttime, he's not yotzei with the seuda. The mitzvah of seuda has to be done in the daytime. Why? Niskarim v'nasim. And the hayamei mishta v'simcha k'siv, and that was second to everything else in that pasuk. V'yesh lomar d'b'chol makam akasiv rivo lo zchira midachsiv laila v'lo dumyali. That the pasuk is adding zechira from the pasuk v'laylo v'lo dumya li. Again, doesn't explain exactly how the word dumya fits in this as zechira, but that is the mesora. Now the next reference Yud Aleph is Hare Kedem. Hare Kedem is a discussion or bringing down of the Drushos of Rav Soloveitchik, written by a Talmud of his, Rav Shurkin. And he says over here, so that he talks about these two drushas. V'naf kamina bein hanach trei drushas nira, de drushas ula bira nikra de laman yisimrach.
I'm sorry, can I interrupt just on the last point? So, you know, it was interesting you said that he suggested maybe he could have read, or they did read the night before by themselves. So I seem to have a memory, I guess this comes from Rashi. So what do you think, what was the reason why they, it was dependent on when they were reading in the Kurachim? Why were they marked in? Why didn't they just read it at home?
Yeah.
The Rashi seemed to say that they didn't know how to read.
Yeah. So that, yeah, I think we're going to get to that. There's at one point we're going
to
say that
they would know how to read.
Well, the Rashi was saying that they would read it by night. They would, but the mechanism that they would do it by night would be they would find somebody who was able to read it. Somebody who's able to read it. How they did that, you know, how they had to solicit, you know, I don't know. But that's nonetheless, they do bring that down. I think we'll see it later on. Okay, so that was, so what is Ula Bira, Mikra Duman Simrech Kavot, He Alpi HaMavuar B'Gemara LaHalon, My Time Alo Amrin Halel B'Purim, Rav Nachman Omar Kriyasa Zu Hilula. So that, we remember we have that discrepancy between why it was that you don't say Hallel on Purim, but we say that the Megillah is equivalent to saying Hallel. V'nira the hachinami isle la'ula bira the kriyas ha-Megillah yeshbo kiyom Hallel, that the reading the Megillah has a kiyom of Hallel, v'yafina mehach kra to l'man yisamech kav v'lovidom l'olam adeka. Shetzorech lomar es ha-Hallel pam achas b'layla v'lachzor l'omra od pam bayom. And he says that we would read it one time at night. We'd say Hallel, as it were, at night, and we say Hallel again in the daytime. Okay. The Ilu Rav Shua ben Levi, Maskim l'halacha im ula bira. So Rav Shua ben Levi agrees with the halacha that you read it twice. Ach mitama achrini lagamri, but for a different reason. The Yesh b'kriya samigila mishum kiyam shel tefila. That there's a different kiyam, the Rav says, between saying Hallel, which is Shevach Vahodah, and Tefillah. And he said, he goes on, Shal Yedei Zesh, Anu Korin B'Megillah, Hech Hiskansu Kol Yehudim V'Tzomu V'Espalu V'Zoaku V'Nenu, Harei B'Zeh Gufa, Anu Mespalim B'Derech Remizah L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he's identifying what we do, the Kriyas Megillah, with Tefillah, and Tefillah is the Hallel in that way, but he's not calling it Hallel. He's saying the reason when we read the Megillah, it's a Tefillah, and the Ula Rab Chelba B'Shem Ula Bira says it's Hallel.
He's the only one who says this. I'm sorry. This is from the Bible.
This is, I didn't see this anyplace.
So
he's saying, there's two kiyumim here, two different kiyumim, but when you say them, according to both Mandi Omar, when you say it at night, you're saying Hallel. It's as if you're saying Hallel as Hallel. And then, yes, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, a little bit broader, perhaps, it's as if you're saying Tefillah, which is Hallel. Because they both want to answer the question, why don't we say Hallel? So the answer has to be, yes, we are saying Hallel. How is it we're saying Hallel? Well, one says we're saying Hallel because that's what it is. And the other one is saying it's Hallel because it's Tefillah, which is Hallel. Okay. Okay, what?
Like Pesach.
When you get eventually. What?
Like Pesach.
Yeah, that's a good example, Pesach, when we say Hallel at night. And we say Hallel actually maybe two times at night. Okay, next, let's go into the next reference. So are there two chiyuvim, or there's one overarching chiyuv? So this is from Tzofnas Paneach, which is from the Rogachover, and Masachas Megillah, Bisman Halacha Yud Bisman Kriya Ayin B'Gemara Vayin Leel B'Gemara etc. The Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi the Omar Chayev Adam Ayin Sham. So he's just giving you Rashi Prokim for this. So Mavur Ben Mishnah the Chayev Lekrosa Bayom Rak the Ratzalomar Imze Havi Shnei Chayuvim Velo Talya Zeba Zeklal. If they're two different Chayuvim and they are not related to each other directly. Oh, chiyuv echad, or if whether it's one chiyuv. In other words, you start at night and you would finish in the daytime, as compared to you have at night and you have a day. So he doesn't answer that, but he does point you, Perek Beis, and if you go, move further down to the fourth line, V'chamuvuar b'Yerushalmi kan Perek Beis gavi ger shen isgayer l'achar sheheiri eir ha-mizrach. If a ger is misgayer after the sun comes up, is he mechuyav in the Megillah, which was from the night before? Or his chiyav starts at that morning? So this is not an answer. This is still a question, because there, that Gemara uses this as a question. It's not giving you an answer, and it never gives you an answer about what happens. He also points you to Psachim, and the idea there is whether you're Chayiv and Karban Pesach, if something changes between the week before. I don't remember exactly how it goes, but that is the point. He doesn't quite give you an answer.
The implication is nice. If it's one mitzvah, so he's only starting with half a mitzvah, then he wouldn't. If it's two distinct mitzvahs, a new mitzvah kicks in since he's a ger.
Right. That's exactly what he's saying, yes. But he's not saying that that's the actual halacha, that really happened.
Yeah, no, he's
totally suggesting that. He suggests as a template for what would be happening
here.
It's
like here. A gadol, a guy becoming bar mitzvah.
It's the same question.
If it's one mitzvah,
yeah.
So that's then a he's good point.
Right. If a kid becomes bar mitzvah, it's Sviyosa Omer, right? That's the classic case. Right.
Well, maybe his implication is that even if you forget about the ger, if anybody forgot or had an ones,
okay.
So, pay to do it in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. So that is, so if there's an ones, what do I do? What do you do if there's an ones and you can't read it by night or you can't read it by day, but you can only read one of them? Which one should you pick? If you can pick. So the answer is you would pick the daytime. Not everybody agrees with that. Why? Because at nighttime, it's Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvos. So you should read the nighttime one and forget about the daytime one because you have no option to do it. For example, you're on call in the hospital and you're too busy and there's just no way you're going to be able to get to read it, which has happened, I'm sure, probably to... You know, where I think I always managed to somehow read it, but it's always a big challenge. So the question is, most people say that you should read the AM one, but there is a Mandi Amar, who I didn't write down, who says, Ein Mavir Ala Mitzvos.
Probably have it over here.
What's that? Yes. But the more important one is Ein Mavir Ala Mitzvos. Here's a mitzvah in front of you. You have the option, and you can say it right now. And your yotze. So, which one do you pick?
So if it's two separate mitzvahs or one separate mitzvah?
So it sounds like it's two separate mitzvahs, but one of them is more ikar than the other one. And which one is more ikar? It'd be bayom.
If it's two separate, would you say shechianu on both?
Well, we do say shechianu on both.
Yeah, but we have kavana on something else.
But that's true. So that's sort of a way of avoiding the problem of, well, maybe I shouldn't be doing that because it's still a machlokas. The same way there's a machlokas with this, do you do it by nighttime and forget about the day, or the daytime and forget about the night? So
I love the Shovek. Also, the Hallel analog is amazing. What? You know, I don't have my story following the Shovek, but every time I'm exposed to it, it's like genius.
Yep, right. Yeah, it's different. It's always different.
Very different.
Okay, so now in the next reference, I just bring down here. We said before that we made a hekesh, remember, between Zechira and Zechira, and then we made a comparison between Zechira and Asiya. And here in the Gemara Megillah is Ashkechan Asiya Zechira Minolan Amar Krav Vayamim Ha'ela Nizkarim V'Naasim. Iska itakash, or iskash, is what we say, zechira le'asiya, compares zechira to asiya. And what's important is, as I mentioned before, is niskarim first and nasim second. So zechira comes before asiya. So the Torah Tamima on that, it's good that you mentioned the Torah Tamima before. I was thinking about the, you're gonna use this one. The Torah Tamima says, it says niskarim v'nasim hakoreyas hamagila l'mafreya. What happens if you read the Megillah backwards, as it were? And the Torah Tamima's explanation is Shehikdim HaParshios HaMucharos. He means that you took the second part, the later Parshios, and you put them in front of the first Parshios. As you said, you're reading the second half, and then you say, okay, I'll get to the first half, I'll get a chance, but I want to keep up with what the Koray is reading. So you read the second half, and then you're going to go back. lo yatza, can't do it. The Amar Krav Ayamim Ba'ilin is Karim Vanasim, Iskash Zechir Alasia, Ma'asiya Lamafreya Lo, Av Zechir Lamafreya Lo. That's quoting. Ayein Mashakosuv Le'el Os Lamed Beis, which is, we're up to Lamed Zion. Va'amnam Eino Mavur Hadimyo Klal. He says, this is not related in any way. Teholo Dami Lamafreya, Da'asiya Lamafreya, the asiya, the mafreya, they're not analogous from the zechira to the asiya. The gabi zechira hamuvanhu his hafchus leseder lekra misofa larosha, because they're talking about two different things. When we say mafreya, we're talking about taking the end prakim and saying them in front of and before the beginning prakim. The gabi asiya hamuvanhu, and we're talking about asiya hamuvanhu rak behegdem hazman. We're talking about what you're going to do before or earlier in the holiday at nighttime as compared to daytime. V'ulai yeshlamar, and here he gives again a creative thought that I wouldn't have thought of. V'ulai yeshlamar hakavana ma'asiyah lemafreya lo kalomar asiyas ha'su'uda, when you do the su'uda, which is supposed to do in the daytime, lo yitachen she'yaseba seder ha'machalim lemafreya. You don't have dessert first. So he said, that's very, very different. Okay. That you would mix up how you're doing it. In other words, it's a special, it's like a Purim spiel. You're doing it, everything is, you're doing everything backwards. So he says, maybe that's what it means. And then he doesn't answer exactly more than that. But I thought it was very interesting to see how he deals with this. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch in the next reference, Tesvav, Yesh Omrim Sheparshas Zachar, Veparshas Paraduma Chayavim Lekrosa Midiraisa. So now we're just getting to the idea of whether it's Midiraisa or Midirabanim. He says that opinions are that Parshas Zachar is Midiraisa and Parshas Parah as well. Lefichach b'nei ha'yeshuvim she'ein ha'minyam tzrichim lavo l'makom she'yesh minyam v'shabaso so'elam. This is going back to what Henry was saying, that people who don't have a minyan in their village have to go to a place where there is a minyan on Shabbos. Kedei l'shmoa parshios elu she'hei midiraisa, that those people actually have to go to shul in your town or find somehow a minyan, because that's midiraisa. The Ramah says, v'mi'efshar lahem lavo, mikomokom yizharu l'krosam b'ginasam v'tamam. If they can't get any place, or it's just not going to work for them, then they should at least read them with their proper trup and the proper melody. Matzah Kasavis, they found it written someplace. And that's the Ramah's opinion. So again, we have the significance of the Parsha Zachar and the Megillah. They need to be read. The question is how are you going to go about doing that, particularly when you have a choice to make about how you're going to do it. The next reference to Zion is Kayamim Asher Nachu Behem Hayudim Eavim Bachodesh Asher Nepach Lehem Yoron Simcha Beevil Yomtel Vasos Vehem Osam Yemei Mishtevis Simcha Mishloach Manos Ish L'Reyehu Matanos L'Avyonim. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch in the next reference says Yom Chamisha Asher Shecholios B'Shabbos, when the 15th falls out on Shabbos, Ein Korim HaMegillah B'Shabbos. We don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. That's why I wanted to say that. Ela Magdimim L'Krosa B'Erev Shabbos. We bring it forward to Erev Shabbos on the 14th. The Govim Mos Matnos Aniyim Mechalkim Osam Bo Bayom. And you collect the money for Matanos Levionim on the 15th. V'yom HaShabbos Motziim Shnei Svarim V'Sheni Korim V'Yavo Amalek. So on Shabbos, you read the Maftir of Yavo Amalek, which is the story in Shemos and Bishalach of Amalek coming. That's the historical thing, not the remembrance issue, which is in Devarim. Va'omrim al hanisim vein osim sudas purim ad yom echad b'Shabbos. And you only make the sudas purim on Shabbos. Okay, this is obviously for people who are celebrating on the 15th,
Sunday,
not
Sunday.
On the 15th on Sunday, right? We're not talking about the 14th on Shabbos. This is when the 15th. When the 15th comes out on Shabbos, rather than on Sunday, with the 14th coming out on Shabbos. Okay, so the Machtes HaShekel, that's Rav Shmuel Kolin, 1724 to 1806. Interestingly enough, his son wrote up a lot of what he wrote. His great grandson, five generations down, converted to Roman Catholicism, and actually was a lawyer who defended a noted anti-Semite. You know, Nebuch. You know, he had nachas from his kids, but not from his great-great-grandchildren. Where was this? I don't remember. I think Austria, I'm not sure. It's not Cologne, it's not Germany. He was a Levi also. He's otherwise known as Rav Shmuel Lowy. Okay, so he quotes, Vayan b'gemara gabi osim, v'zehi rayas haralbach, that's Rav Levi ibn Chaviv, the Isa Hasam Yudalat Shechol be'erev Shabbos, Rav Amar Korin Parsha Zohar b'Shabbos Shelefnei Ches Adar, that you would read Parsha Zohar on the Shabbos before, right? You can't read it when you're in the middle of Purim. The Kosav HaYamim HaElin is Karim V'Nasim, L'chein Ba'ina and Zechira, turn over to page 4. Hainu Parsha Zohar Shehu Zechiras Maasei Amalek, Tikadem La'asiya, Tahainu Purim, Kamosha Higdim HaKosav Zechira La'asiya. So here's a practical, a halachic implication of having Zechira before Asiya, that you can have to read Parsha Zohar before you kill them. Yeah, right. Yeah, they save us and then we eat. So that would be that. That would be the meisen. That would be the suda and the other mitzvos. Shmuel Amar Korin Parsha Zohar Lemachar B'Shabbos Shehu Tesvav Adar. So Shmuel says is that you read Parsha Zohar on the 15th of Adar. In other words, you push it a day back. So how does he get away with that? Chayvan de'ikam mukafim da'avde b'tesvav zechira v'asiyah v'hadika asiv v'shapir dami. We know that you can do it on the 15th. It's possible if you live in such an individual, because if you live in a city, mukafim choma mizman Yoshua ben Nun, you're allowed to read it on the 15th. It doesn't have to be on the 14th for every location. But for this set, all right, it's a separate halacha for that. But he says, so if you read it on the 15th, so what's happening is you're getting Zechira Vasiya at least at the same time. If you're not getting it back, if you're not getting it the Zechira before the Asiya. Alkein ma the Amar Shmuel Kevin the Ika Mukafim the Avdi Batesvav Enu Ratzaloma Kriya Samagila. To Hatesvav Shakal Bishabis, Korin Hamagila Be'erev Shabbos, Kamosha Kasa Pobushulchan Aruch. So in other words, we get to sit this situation when Tesvav falls on Shabbos and Yudalid, which is Purim Atzmo, falls on Friday, you read the Megillah on Friday. Ela imkein tzarech lomar the ratzel lomar suuda osim al kalponim b'Shabbos. You can do the suuda on Shabbos, he says. V'zeh mikri asiya. V'alzeh amar asiya v'zechira b'hadadi asiya. At least they're coming at the same time. Al kalponim. So you're having, how are you getting zechira? You're getting zechira because you're reading what you're reading from the Torah is zechira. So you're not reading zohar the way we usually do. Al kalponim muchach. Dehasuuda tzarich lomar b'Shabbos masha kasev magen Avram leel de'ain rias meharalbach machrachas efshar ratzalomar da'afal gav dehasuuda he bayom echad on Sunday become makom keva de'ainu elo tashlumim lama Shabbos mikri b'hadadi kasi that he's saying that when you have it as a tashlumim it's the same thing as having it together. Okay. That's a little bit more difficult because it's practically speaking the day after.
You'd be reading Zohar the Shabbos before.
So you'd be reading Zohar the Shabbos before. Yeah, presumably you'd be reading the Zohar the Shabbos before. After lefi ha'emes kadma ha'zechira v'kamosha kasef ha'prichayim ayin sham. Okay, let's move on to the next one. This is the Ramban. So look at the third line, which says v'chein b'sifri. Zohar es asher asolecha amalek bepeh. So that's rule number, halacha number one, that zohar comes bepeh. Lo tishkach is belev. And that's just the point, what he wants to say. But he says, v'lo yadati mahi azachira hazu bepeh im le'mar shenikra parshas amalek betzibur. So we have to say parshas amalek with the tzibur. V'nim tzino lemeidim min ha-Torah b'shnia zohar. That's the second mention of Amalek is Zohar. That's Megillah. V'yes smach le'mikra Megillah min haTorah. V'nacham b'einai shehu lomar shalot tishkach Masha asalenu amalek ad shenimche shemo. We don't forget until we exterminate him. Mitachas shemayim v'nisaper zel lebaneinu. We should tell that to our children. Udar aseinu lamar lehem kach asalenu arashav l'chach nitztavinu lemchos shemo. Now, it's an educational matter. We have to teach our children. Of course, we have experience with that in the present day in our own time of the idea is whether this message has to be continued for our children. That's what we're seeing today. Actually, for most of us, we have children and grandchildren, so it's a whole different story. But okay, the point is still made.
How do you identify a Molech?
Well, we saw a Molech about 5 months ago, right?
Okay, so
you know, it's sort of like how the Supreme Court defined pornography. You know it when you see it, okay? So.
Very good.
By the way, Rav Soloveitchik is famous for saying Amalek is
Germany.
Whoever
is Mitzorah. He got that, I think, from his father.
Really?
I think. But he says the Germans, the Nazis, were Amalek. Doesn't matter whether they were genetically Amalek. They were Amalek. He defines Amalek as a state of being rather than a genetic, physical entity.
There's a Rashi somewhere that says Germania.
Yeah, somebody said that.
Rashi,
yeah,
somebody.
Yeah, there's a Rashi. I don't know.
It's difficult to eradicate them because you don't know who they are. That's the problem.
Well, anybody who lifts up a hand like that against us is somebody who's asked to be eradicated. Okay? I mean, and that's the aim of the army today, is to eradicate Hamas. Yeah, completely, as much as possible. They can't.
The State Department describes a terrorist organization, not who Harvard students, what that great wisdom.
There's people all over the world that are.
Well, all right, but they don't, not all target us, unfortunately.
It's difficult. That's what they say, it's forever. The door of the door. Because whatever.
Right, I just want to cover some of the other stuff. So just the Chachma Shlomo.
Nice. Would you analyze?
Yeah. So he answers a shaila here, and he says in the first line, Nirabein Nishalti Meha Chacham Echad Amashikasav Mugan of Rambasimon Zeh She Yotzim Yedei Chovas Chovasoba Seishal Zechiras Amalek But Meshikorim Parshas Vayavo Amalek before him. That he was told by a Chacham who he doesn't identify that the Asay of Zechiras Amalek is actually can be done by Vayavo Amalek when you read it on Sunday morning on Purim day when you read that. So that's good enough for Zechiras Amalek. Im kein kasha lama bebegila daf lamed amru de bepurim shechol liyos be'arv Shabbos makdim in parsha zachar. We just said before that there's this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about advancing it, and he's saying as far as advancing it, which is the opinion of Rav. Because what do you need to do that for? It's not necessary because you want to make sure that you have a siyah before zechira, but you have a siyah at the same time as zechira if you read it on Purim day, if you're yotzei with vayavo amalek. It's the same time. It's a good question. The question was, if you yotzei parshas yavo amalek, lama tiknu chazal across parshas zochar tchila, acha inyan hu de ma'ayin b'mogen avram, yered de chavanoso kach, de ikar tmi haso, this is a long way of saying, this is what he's asking, al ha'olam, havi lamandi yomar parshas zochar dioraisa. He says that the problem is if it's a midioraisa. Lama misrashlin bazeh. Why is it? This is what the Magen Avraham says. Why are we sort of more wishy-washy with this? Mashmi derav, and I guess that must have been something that he saw at that time rather than something that we've experienced because everybody goes to shul on Parshas Zohar. Mashmi derav ha im hevi derabbanan lo hevi kasha lo. If it was from the Rabbanan, the Magen Avraham would not have a big problem. V'chein modem ashekosav achar kach digam Parshas Parah lav dioraisa. He says that Parshas Parah is not the Oraisa either. And if it's not the Oraisa, then the Zohar would not be the Oraisa if it was Midrabbanim. Muchach Midvarav de lo havi kashale rak im havi the Oraisa. It would be a problem with the Oraisa. And this is the real point. V'lezem etares kach, d'shnei inyanim yesh bazeh, d'mina Torah yesh mitzvah sasei liyov zohar, es asher lecha amalek. From the Torah, there is a mitzvah of Zechira. But aval dai b'mashiyasker guf mase amalek. It's enough to remember the concept of amalek. V'hainu parshas v'yavo amalek. Aval rabbanan tiknu sheyikru gam parshas hamitzvah. Mashet sivso haTorah ba'asei lahaskir mase amalek. That the Torah made it a special requirement that in the way the kiyum of the mitzvah occurs is to say the parsha zachar in the varim. Shagam parsha zu yikru kamosha tiknu parsha shkolim parsha chodesh to heavy drabban. And if you read this, he's paralleling parsha's zachar to parsha's parah and parsha shkolim that are read. That are midirabbanim. So the idea is that the way what you're reading, the way you remember is midirabbanim, but the mitzvah of reading it, the zechira itself, is based on just a concept. Vim kein kriya zu havi rabbanim. And we'll skip the rest in the interest of time.
Just to hear the story, to recite it simply, the action of the zechira.
In order to make it real to you, yeah. The mitzvah is written in Parsha Zohar,
right.
But the fact that the mitzvah that you have to do is the zechira, the mitzvah is written there, but the idea is to do it is just zechira alone. Right. We use that segment, that keta, in order to be able to know what we have.
To hear the Mishalach, we read Mishalach already. Next Mishalach.
We're going to read it again on Purim morning.
Good point, right. So that's in the Eved. We're Magdim the Shabbat before Zohar because that's the protocol.
You can say that. Yeah,
he's
that's
saying stronger.
He's saying that what we read on tomorrow is actualizes the chiyuv that we have to have zechira. That you could even say that's sort of the kiyum of the mitzvah of Zohar.
Right. Recited the story. Yeah, he's very strong.
Right. But reciting the story is still motzi you in the concept of zechira. So if you can't read, let's say you couldn't come to shul. I think somebody said before, was it the rabbi who said? Yeah, somebody asked the rabbi outside, if I can't hear Parsha Zachar, can it be yotzei with the Yavo Amalek? Yeah, you can be yotzei with Yavo Amalek. That is a possibility, but it's not preferred.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Okay.
It's a better kiyum to hear it Zachar the way we do it tomorrow.
Remembering it is an individual thing, but what's canonized by the rabbis is to read it.
Yeah. Yes, and we had that before. Remember, we had that discussion about what happens if you're in one of the towns and you can't hear Parsha Zachar. So we said, so you just read it. So you read it like you have somebody who's literate. Read it with the trup and as much as possible. Okay, you'll read the Chumash. Okay, if you got to do that, you got to do that. What if you're a Chabad shliach someplace out in and wherever in your huppets, and you have to read it. I mean, you don't have a minion. You don't have a minion the whole year.
It's just remember, you could say it in English or another language.
Well, that I wouldn't go so far to say. I don't know that's true. That might be true, but I don't know. I didn't see that broken down. What?
You say it in English with the trump.
With the trump. Say it in English with the trump. Okay. Just the next reference is from the Ravid in the Sifra B'chukosai. And just the important thing is what's underlined. Zichron Amalek Shetehe Shona B'picha Hilchos Megillah. He's saying it's even that if you just learn Hilchos Megillah, that's a Zichron Amalek. Okay. That's a little bit more out there. The Kaf HaChaim gives you the question of how do you generate the Kavana of Zechira. And this is a version of this is actually read by Eidot HaMizrach, not exactly the same version in the source that I saw. And it's basically L'shem Yichud Kutcha Brichu, Hinei Nachnu Ba'im L'Kayim Mitzvah Saseh, Zohar Es Asher Asolecha Amalek, Zohar Bepeh, and they sort of summarize this, L'takein Es Asher Asher B'mokam El Yom, L'Orer Malachi Moral L'Merkavos El Yonas. We're going to see this echoed again. So the title of this was, we said, a twice told tale or thrice. So what did I mean by thrice? So actually, Mice put me onto this yesterday or the other day, and I actually found a reference. So the Masechah Sofrim, it says in Perek Yud Dalet, V'rus v'shir ashirim be'echo Megillus Esther tzorech lomar al mikra Megillah, v'afal pi sheksuva b'ksuvim. Even though it's written in the ksuvim, we don't make a bracha on ksuvim, but the Masechah Sofrim says we make a bracha on Rus, Shir, Ashirim, Eicha, and Megillas Esther. Now, the third line, Begilas Esther Amr Shetzarech LaHaskir Bozman Lacha Kriyasa Tzarech HaKori Lomar Bruchat HaShem Elkeinu Machalam HaKeil HaRavis Rivenu V'Adonai Sinenu. So this brings up several halachic issues. First of all, we don't make a bracha on Rus, Shir HaShirim, and Eicha, but we do make a bracha on Begilas Esther.
Well, there are people that make a bracha. I've seen in Yerushalayim.
In Yerushalayim. Okay. All right. Never had that experience.
And what?
Really?
Yeah. I guess maybe it's because you're reading it out of a Megillah. Yeah, out of a cloth. Okay. But normally here, we certainly don't do that. There is a machlokas about that. In fact, in the Gemara, if you look up in Masechah Sofrim, the Nachlas Yaakov says that there is a machlokas with that, with some say you do make a bracha, some say you don't make a bracha for all the others. But for Megillas Esther, we all hold that there's a bracha. We make it, not only that, we make the Shechiano day and night, as I mentioned before. And then afterwards, there's a bracha achrona, which is Haravis Rivenu. And the question there is why are you saying Baruch Atah Hashem, Elkeinu Melchalam, HaKeil HaRavis Rivenu? Why are you saying Shem Malchus when you had brachos before? So the question there is the Megillah a hefsek? And he says, no, the Megillah isn't a hefsek, but we still, it's not clear exactly why it is that you say that.
It's one long bracha,
the stuff that's in between, like, for example, Hashkivenu, it does not interrupt Geul Olat Vila, for example. And Marav.
You don't say Ravis Rivenu.
You don't say?
I don't think you say
no, I didn't see that. I don't know. Maybe it could be. Very interesting. Okay, then if you turn over to page 6, reference Chav Dalid, Masechas Sofrim, and it says over there what's underlined, Hechi Kari, B'Shabbos Rishona Shal Adar, Korim Ha'am B'Yachad, Ad B'Layla Ha'hu, and the first week after, on Motzoi Shabbos, or on Shabbos, Motzai Shabbos, everybody reads the Megillah up to Belaila Hahu, with Motzai Shabbos Shnia, and the second Motzai Shabbos, interesting, the first one says B'Shabbos, and the second one says Motzai Shabbos, Shnia Karim Mi Belaila Hahu, Ad Dover Shalom L'Chalamo. So you say it until you finish it. Okay. It doesn't say. One says Motzai Shabbos. So the question is it Motzai Shabbos, meaning really is it Shabbos? I'll tell you, well, I should tell them that thing about the Mordechai Dimri. So the question is it Motzoi Shabbos after Havdalah? Or is it Motzoi Shabbos, after Shal Shudas in the evening? So I happened to hear a shir this week by a fellow named Mordechai Dinnerman. And he's a Chabad Chassid. And he was talking about the Megillah and how you have some of these incunabula, these pieces in the Geniza of the Megillah. He was discussing what happens with that. And incidentally, he mentioned that there is this minhag that some places, and I guess maybe in his shul also, which is in Brooklyn, that they read the Megillah on the first Motzoi Shabbos, and then the second Motzoi Shabbos. They actually do that minhag, and there are some shuls that actually do that. We've never seen it. I never actually heard of it. Until Meish mentioned that. And then we heard this tape, and I sent it over to Meish because it was so interesting. It's such a coincidence that we heard about this story.
I used to do it in Borough Park.
He did it.
We had a small group. We were mystically inclined in those days.
What do you mean by the second Motzoi Shabbos?
In other words, you start reading it 2 weeks before Purim. In other words, we would have read it two weeks ago.
Two
Saturday nights ago.
Yeah.
So we're reading, so it would be Kisisa. That night of Kisisa, and then the next night of Vayakel. And what would I'm sorry. Vayakel would be Vayakel, and then Pekude. You say the whole Megillah. You repeat the half of Megillah over 2 weeks. Half one shot, Motzoi Shabbos, Vayakel. The next one would be in Pekude. And now we're going to read Vayikra, so we're going to read Zachar. So right, but you read that at night. The question is at night? Really, after Avdallah? Or at night?
You got
together at night.
So I ended up doing it here periodically, too. I just forgot.
What was the basis of doing that?
This is the Makar, Masechta Sefer, because you won it three times. That's Ira's title.
Right, you won it three times. So you're reading it, not the whole thing together. You're reading it before. You're reading it tomorrow night. And you're reading it on a Sunday morning. So that's thrice.
And your shul did it?
Right.
Not my shul. No.
They had some guys who did it.
We say three times. I mean, why three times?
Because the some other. I was tying two things together here.
Yeah.
The Zachar and Malik and the customs of Megillah.
Right.
But basically what we're saying, the ikkar of the Megillah is Mechias HaMalik, because that's what the Purim is about.
Right.
That's the thread here.
But it only says twice in the Torah about a Malik, not three times.
This is the third time. No,
the idea is to get in...
Shmuel. Sure, the Shmuel
story. Right.
In an
essay. Right. All we're going to do is to saturate ourselves with Amalek. And that's all right, thank you. And that's why he says that we had that reference from the Ravid. Remember, the Ravid said, if I can find it, that's another sign. The Ravid said, Zichron Amalek Shetei Shoneb Epicha Hilchos Megillah. So he's saying there are many ways to have Zichron Amalek. And this is another one that we do. But this is, yeah, so let's just go to the Meiri and then just the Sfasemis because it's so well written. So the Meiri says, Dover Yidu Shein Omerim Halo B'Purim El Atam and Yasa Nechelku Av Gemara V'hu She'echad Mehem Omar She'kriyasa Zuhi Yilula. That was Rabbi Chelbo in the name of Ula Bira. V'nera Lila Tam Zeh Shem Haya B'Makom She'en Lo Megillah She'korei Sahalel. So what happens if you don't have a Megillah and you can't read it all? Then, he says, you would say Hallel. Because it's the only reason you're not saying Hallel is because you have a different Hallel. The different Hallel is the Megillah.
And Rav Soloveitchik goes with it.
Right. That's right. That's what made it so nice to put together. When you're talking about, they're fungible. You can say Hallel or you can say the Megillah. The Megillah is what we customarily say instead of Hallel. But if you didn't have a Megillah, so you'd say Hallel. Either way, you're going
to
be Yotze.
You have to say Megillah on the clock, so you have a Chumash with a Hallel.
Okay, it's not as good, but it's enough.
There's an override Hallel.
If you were on call, there's no Megillah.
And I knew Hallel by heart, so I would say Hallel in between patients. All right. Not that I ever did that, but you could theoretically do that. Right, I didn't know the mirror. That's correct.
What about the cheer yet? You were those days.
And then it says, "When you come back, Tom, Acher, Nemar, Baba Gemara, Vahu, Mipnesha, Dayan, Avdi Achashverus, Shayu, Vlo Yatsu, May Avdi Sacheris, Vain Loshon, Avdi Hashem, No Fail El Benes, Chef Shalom, Arbor, Avdi Hashem, Levad, Kigon, Nes, Shal Mitzrayim." And then next line, "Vatam Zeh, Af Misha, Ain Biodo Megillah, Aino Koreas, Ahalel." So he says that, yet some say that, but others say, "Latam Zeh, Af Misha, Aino Biodo Megillah, Aino Koreas, Ahalel," that this is the contrary opinion. Okay. Now, just the Sfasemes, it was just he writes very nicely.
He quotes his father.
He quotes his grandfather. Right. Adoni Avi Zakeni Mori Rabosai Zecher Tzadik. I guess Lakadosh Lebracha. He gidli Nikalu Vamodel Nafsham Kamosha Kamer Bekabolas Torah Hakeli Vaoz Nikalu Meyatzman Bevesiras Nafsham. And I'm not sure exactly what this is, but I guess it's a Kabbalistic idea, which is the chayos of the highest level of the malachim. So when you get that high, when you get to the point of really being as spiritually high as possible, the zeshikas of Yud Gimel, Yisman Kihilu Lecholhu, that the 13th was a day when everybody came together. The Megillah says that. That's the only way we can get rid of them. Above what this simple soul says, the lowest level of soul. There's no way at that level that the strength of the Nachri is able to reach that. Vizegam came perish zechira kamosha kasev parsha zochar shehu zechira the omek halev shekarav lamaase. It's just a depth of feeling which is similar to just the maase. Remember, we kept tying together asiya zechira 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 lasiya. Niksharis menafshon. You can read the rest, but it's just very a lyrical point with this kabbalistic approach. On how we get rid of Amalek, that it really has to be done on a high spiritual level. Okay.
So you said every call the door open, but the lane of the house is safe.